I don't know where all my time went. I don't know how to define it. So tell me, how do I fight it when it feels so wrong? It's on the tip of my tongue. It's every line in this song. The little things have been with me all along.
Okay, Sophie, I've been consuming a lot of sci-fi lately. I'm reading, because of our Starling Media Club.
We have to update Starling Media Club.
Yeah, because of the new game.
We have
game.
To talk about that.
Yeah, we will. But because of the new game, Helldivers 2, and lots of stuff. I've been consuming a ton of sci-fi, I've been thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we've talked about this lightly before on the show. Age play and sci-fi.
Okay.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
So a common trope in like little stories, little content, is being too little. And I need to know. You're on the spaceship. You're traveling through space. There's a part of the ship that's in zero G. Are babies allowed in zero G? Can you be too little for zero G? Are there zero G, like, water wings that you can wear, like booties? What if it's like an inflatable thing that makes it so when you bump against the wall, you just bump? I want to think about age play in the future.
You're insinuating there are rules to zero G.
Yeah, of course there are. It's the future. And babies aren't allowed.
So a child underneath their water wings in the pool.
They need to wear their like bloop inflatable like zero G apparatus.
So a little has to wear some zero G apparatus.
Yeah, that's part of the age play trope, the futuristic age play trope. Because think about it.
Yeah, no, I get you. Because water is going to be boring.
Exactly.
Once we get the great vast ocean of space,
exactly.
The concept of H2O, that's losing stock. That's going to just bomb. No one's going to put money into H2O anymore.
Exactly.
We're all going to be about space.
Exactly.
So yeah, I think we're going to step away from the water wings archetype of littleness.
Futuristic H-play trope. Assisted gravity device, right? Like
assisted gravity. Okay, no. Okay, here.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you.
Okay,
I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm so glad.
Okay, so water wings, mm-hmm. basically, for your little.
Yeah.
And, or for children or whatever. And instead of allowing someone to be in zero G, it stabilizes
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
So they will become like they will have a single plane of this is the correct orientation
exactly.
now. And they still have zero G. They can still jump they still fly around and whatever.
But they're locked to a single plane of existence.
Yes, their orientation will be static.
Okay, now a big criterion here. It has to be a little humiliating. Like, you could put a kid in a life vest, but instead we put them in water wings, which are both, like ineffective and humiliating.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It has to look ridiculous.
I don't see why.
Practicality needs to be at a minimum here.
I see no reason. Okay, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you're going to create some sort of orientation space.
Yeah.
The thing that you're using has to also have some horizontalness to it.
That's true.
So I think that like a floaty ring around the waist
has
that horizontal.
Like those little toddler tube thingies.
Yes, but also so do water wings.
Okay.
Water wings go on
right.
the arm, the upper arms right here by the shoulders.
Okay. Yeah.
And it will create a sense of balance.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Okay. So like a little, like a waist tube, and it can have the little like diaper connecty spot. You know what I mean? That like baby clothes have.
Okay. So what you're talking about is, no, hold on. I got your answer.
Yeah.
I got your answer.
Okay.
It's one of those baby walkers.
Yes.
But it's an inner tube.
Yes.
And it will always keep you oriented to the ceiling and the ground.
Exactly. Perfect.
And it has like the little, you know, you sit down mm-hmm, and it's mm-hmm. got the fabric in it that like holds you in place.
Your young teen like ABDL fake, like your parent forces you to ride in this thing, and like you see all your cool teen friends flying around and doing flips, and you're all blushy
and you can't do a flip
exactly
because you're
in
inner
the baby
tube isn't going to let you do the flip.
Exactly. Maybe you got mistaken for a toddler or something like that, and they make you wear that thing while all your friends are flipping around and laughing at you upside down.
Yeah, and they're like, aha, look at you can't even do a flip.
I think this is it. I think we've just prophesied one of the futuristic like when, ABDL tropes.
When the big kids like can go underwater and do like a front flip underwater, it's they're just like, ha, you can't even go.
It's exactly you can't do a handstand. Flip.
You can't do a handstand underwater. Exactly. Yeah, and then it's the same thing, but in zero G.
I think we just solved this.
Yeah.
All right, we should add this to the. You know what we should do? We should, over the course of the future, figure out
the entire future.
Yeah, the entire future.
Starting now,
both the present day age play tropes, future age play tropes, and past age play tropes. Like I want some Neolithic age play tropes. You know what I mean?
We'll organize all age play tropes moving forward by era. When we discuss the age play trope we're working on,
exactly,
we will make sure to specify which era it is from.
Exactly, exactly.
I'm loving it.
All right, do you want to start the episode?
I'm also really glad that you brought this up as our cold open.
Are you?
It's going to really lead into our next
topic. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I guarantee fans, listeners, I just shot this out of nowhere, so I was not prompted.
No one is going to believe that you had any idea what I'm going to talk about.
Okay, hold on.
No, I gotta start this thing.
As for our last episode, when I was all like, you keep surprising me with things and blindsiding me on the show, and then you did that with a sweet, adorable song about all your friends.
Yeah.
This is what I was talking about.
Yeah.
This.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. As long as we're clear.
Yeah.
All right.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the usual Bet and 18 and Up Age Play Discussion podcast. Every week, we make a bet. The loser is in diapers for the next episode. I am the big sister, counter extraordinaire, and timeless kindergartner, Sophie Elizabeth.
And I am the baby sister and bet loser, Chloe Elizabeth.
This is a holdout from the bet before.
Yeah, I have no memory.
We made a bet.
Of the bet.
We made a bet last week.
At
the cap episode.
Yeah, that's a year long bet.
But it's a year long.
Yeah.
So we can't do it this.
So, yeah.
Time.
So this is like two.
And we were both in diapers then anyway.
Yeah.
So this is
I have no. So much has happened in those 2 weeks. I have no memory of that episode.
Right.
I'm just assuming that you're being truthful and honest that you're the big sister this episode.
I had the reversible sash and you had the one that doesn't reverse. Remember?
You're so right. Okay. Yeah. We should go get our sashes on.
Oh yeah.
Okay, anyway, what do you want to talk about? Actually, I'm burning to know.
All right.
I have a desire.
Yep, no, I got you, Chloe. Okay, I got you.
Cool.
Okay, ready? Yep. You ready? Yep. There's a riddle.
I hate riddles.
I'd like to give you a riddle.
And I don't like riddles.
I want you to solve the riddle.
I do despise and
you might,
and
I'm going to tell you the riddle.
I'm going to edit it as if I answered it immediately. I hate riddles.
I'm going to tell you the riddle and you're gonna think, why are we talking about this on our show? Mm-hmm. But don't worry about that.
Yeah,
you know, just put your faith in me. Trust.
I always do.
In me.
I always do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the riddle is it's a classic.
One of the really terrible ones.
Yeah, it is as follows. You are in a rowing boat on a lake.
Mm-hmm.
A large heavy rock is also in the boat with you.
Okay.
You heave the rock overboard. It sinks to the bottom of the lake.
Blah, 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 blah.
What? Thanks for the sound effects. I think it's really immersive.
Yeah.
Thanks. What happens to the water level of the lake? Does it rise? Does it fall? Or does it stay the same?
Okay.
It's more of a brain teaser than a riddle.
This is actually a really fun thing because I learned about this in my environmentalism course because of sea ice. I know what happens. I know what happens.
Okay, first, do you know this riddle?
Not the riddle specifically, no.
Okay.
I know there is a little bit of a like oh, what does sea ice do to water levels and blah, 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 like that.
How confident are you that you will get the answer?
5%.
Whoa, that's a radical shift from like, oh yes, obviously I know what I'm talking about.
No, I never know what I'm talking about. I just act like I do on TV.
Do you want to make it a bet? If you get this right,
uh-huh,
then you'll be the big sister next time.
Sure.
If you get it wrong,
this seems appropriate.
Yeah. Okay.
Usual bet.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
So if you got a big boat,
okay, you take a rock. You have a rock in the boat with you.
Yeah.
You take the rock, you throw it overboard into the ocean.
I think
math it out.
No, yeah,
you can work it out. Yeah. Use your voice.
I think the water level would lower. I think that the boat would be less weighed down. There would be less of the boat in the water, and thus the boat would be displacing less water, and the rock would displace overall less water than the boat would displace.
Even though the rock is in the boat with you.
Because that's just changing how the mass is of the boat and how deep it sinks into the water based on, like, density and stuff. And that's my answer.
Okay. You're sure?
As sure as I'm going to get. I'm going to kick that sucker up to 7%.
Okay. So you think the water level...
Yeah.
...lowers?
Yes, because the boat... There's less pressure in the boat. The boat will rise up a little bit because the boat has less weight. The boat is being weighed down less into the water.
And then there's the displacement from the rock.
Yeah, the displacement from the rock, I think, is smaller...
Than the displacement from the boat.
Yes, than the change in displacement from the boat.
Okay.
Yes.
Final answer?
Yeah, that's my final answer.
Okay. You're right.
Yeah!
Good job!
Oh, I'm so smart. I'm like I should go to college.
So now that we've established this.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
What
could this have to do with this podcast? Man, also I feel so smart knowing that. Is that all? Was I right on why I was right too?
Yes, you were.
Oh my gosh, I feel so good about
that. It's important for the next question.
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-oh.
So now the next question is,
yeah.
Say you're on the Titanic.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
And you're, the Titanic hits the iceberg yeah. and sinks into
As it is
the,
wont to do.
The ocean. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Based on the question that we just talked about, which is about density, but yeah. we're going to talk a little bit about buoyancy now.
Uh-huh.
All right? You fall into the ocean.
Yes.
Okay? And you know that you have to wait to be rescued.
Yes.
So your goal is to stay above the surface of the water for as long as you can to be rescued.
Yeah, you're really wishing you had water wings.
Yeah, you don't have water wings, but what you do have is a diaper on. Okay?
Okay.
You
all right.
This is the...
Okay.
Yeah, we were talking about eras of baby stuff. You're yeah, wearing your yeah. modern era diaper.
Uh-huh, okay.
On the Titanic.
Yes.
And this happens.
Yeah.
Okay?
Your Rears 500 liter diaper or whatever.
Right, sure.
The gigaliter diaper.
You have fallen into the water. You are in the water now. Okay. Uh-huh. In an effort to remain at the surface of the water.
Yeah.
For as long as you can.
Yeah.
Do you mess your diaper? Not mess your diaper. Or does it matter?
I don't think it matters. How could it matter? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Why does the water level go down?
When you get rid of the rock?
Yeah.
Because there's less of the boat. And are you saying there will be less mass inside of you? I don't think it works like that.
Okay.
When you are wearing that undergarment, okay, when you are wearing diapers, you are one unit with the diaper. You are one unit
yes.
of measurement.
You're one unit of measurement.
Yes.
Okay, let's take a new question.
Uh-huh.
We're halfway between the original question and this question.
I'm so okay? upset that this All is right. what this was.
I know
what you've been trying to do, and I couldn't see it for a mile away. I could not see the forest through the bees. And now I'm here.
Okay. So I'm switching from the water level rising to uh-huh. the buoyancy.
Uh-huh.
Right? So now uh-huh. we're talking about a human being.
Uh-huh.
A human being is in the water.
Yes.
Okay? A human being is there, and they are in their diaper, and they are floating, because a human being has a certain amount of density.
Yep.
Okay? Now, is filling your diaper going to make you more dense or less dense, thus increasing or lowering your buoyancy?
I think that it's the same because it's...
Because it's what?
You with your diaper are one density. You are one with the diaper. Uh-huh. And so that, I think that your mass does not change by the act of filling your pants.
I agree. I agree. Your mass does not change by the act of filling your pants.
So your density shouldn't change. Your volume doesn't change. Nothing changes. Hold on.
Wait a second. Your volume doesn't change?
I guess maybe it does if you are one with this. What are you fishing for? Who did this? Who put you up to this? Who infected you with this idea? And I'm willing to make a secondary bet that it was pudding.
It was Lyra. Oh. Actually, it was me. It was me talking to Lyra about this situation.
Great. And now it's my problem.
Yeah. So, does your volume increase if you fill your diaper? Think about you not in the water.
Yeah.
Say you're just walking around the house.
Yeah.
And you're in a diaper.
Mm-hmm.
And now you fill your diaper.
Mm-hmm.
Did the volume of your person plus diaper increase?
I guess. I think.
Yeah?
I think.
Yeah, it does.
I think that maybe you're less dense. I think that you're less dense from the very small amount I know about
physics. If you can take something inside your body and put it outside of your body, but still a part of you.
I think you'd be more buoyant. I think you'd be more buoyant if you filled your diaper after the Titanic thing. And you just made me say that. I don't think it would help you.
So Chloe,
I think there's way too many other factors in this universe acting upon you in that moment.
That was not the question. So Chloe, for the listeners, for the people listening to our show,
yeah.
I need to just, you know, spelling this out for you.
Yeah.
I want you to answer this question.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for someone who has fallen overboard and must remain buoyant on the surface of the water and they are in a diaper and they have to go to the bathroom?
Fill your pants. Is this what you wanted? Is this your desired outcome? Was this your goal? Are you happy? Are you pleased with yourself?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm begging anyone listening to this show to tell me I'm wrong. I'm almost sure I'm not wrong. And I'm heartbroken about it.
As imperceptible as a difference as it's going to make.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't you want to take every precaution?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would.
Survive? No,
yeah, I would. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every precaution.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're right. I don't know how to recover from this. I don't know where we go from here. I don't know how I continue.
This was the science corner. Science corner with Sophie.
It feels more like the timeout corner with Chloe. Do you have other things to talk
about?
Hey,
you won the bet. Good job.
I wish I had it. The taste is ashen in my mouth.
You wish you could go back in time. Choose to lose this bet.
And end this branching discussion. I got a bad end from this conversational path.
Choose your own adventure.
Yes?
Of this episode of The Usual Bet. You chose wrong.
Do you have anything else to talk about?
No, that's actually all I had.
That's all you had? Sophie, we're at 20 minutes. That's all you had?
Yeah.
Where do we go from here?
Someone asked me a question recently.
Okay.
We can talk about that.
Okay, yeah, let's do it. Anything. I need a palate cleanser. I need anything. I need anything in this world to free me from this.
Okay, so someone asked me a question that I think is worth discussing.
Okay,
I have no.
Please.
I don't even remember who this is or where this came from.
I need a palate cleanser.
But I wrote it down. You know how like we write things down in our notes?
Yes,
and
I
do. Like it's on the pin board.
It's on the board.
Of things.
Yep.
Well, this one says office baby question mark, and then it says your job question mark, and that's all I've got to work with. But
what?
I'm pretty sure what it means is, you know, that universal fantasy everyone has where they're the office baby.
Yeah, the, you know, universal, like, fantasy
every person has. You know how everyone in the world at one point or another thinks instead of being a successful member of this organization I'm a part of, I want instead to be diapered and babied and treated like the office baby.
Yeah, of course.
This
totally, every person on the planet connects with this thought.
Right. Like,
it's universally applicable.
Of the sample I have of like seven,
yeah,
everyone has had this thought.
Of course.
Of, you know, what would life be should I be forcibly turned into my work's compulsory baby girl or baby boy or whatever.
Yeah.
The one that every office requires.
Yeah, naturally. Yeah. What if I got to be the one for my office?
If I could be the office baby for my office, if that could be me, if that is me being that person, what would that be like? And everyone thinks about this.
Yeah, 100%.
Right. The question that was posed to me was, in that fantasy, is it your job? Is the job that you are, if you're in the fantasy that you're the baby, is it your actual real life big girl job?
Are you asking if when 5 o'clock runs around and the cartoon whistle goes, woo, I can't whistle.
Can't whistle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, oh. And then everyone like stops working. You go, whew, what a hard day's work. You take off the bonnet and you hang it on the hook and everything. You like get dressed up in your adult clothes. And you go, what a hard day's work.
No, though that's a curious concept.
Yeah,
we'll come back to that one.
We'll circle back.
No, is it the job that you have or the job that you want? Is that the job in the fantasy? For example.
Okay.
I am a therapist.
Yeah.
In the fantasy of me being the office baby.
Yeah.
Is it still my office? Is it still the people I work with?
Or is it like a fantasy
job?
I can illuminate this better with like comparison.
Yeah, yeah.
It's when I am little and I'm thinking about getting regressed back to my like parents' house or something. It's not my real mom I'm thinking about.
Right.
I personally don't like that. It's imaginary.
Of course.
They have a totally different hair color, like different body, total difference.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about here. Is it your imaginary mom you're getting regressed back to? Your imaginary workplace you're becoming the office baby in? Or is it the real workplace?
Right.
Okay. Fascinating.
What is your ideal job? Like you don't have like a big girl job right now. But
I'm
when you,
my degree.
What is your big girl job going to be?
I want to work in field work. I want to take biological samples. I want to implement solutions to remediate like destroyed habitats and ecosystems.
Okay, is that the office that you're the baby for?
Absolutely not. That's a dangerous workplace environment for a toddler.
See, I also agree with you. I don't think it would be my therapy office I would be the baby for.
I think I wouldn't even know what this place,
I don't even
this
know
yeah,
what it what would be do. Like to be the office baby for my job.
No, right? It's not applicable.
So for me, when I think about this, it's this
mystery
fictional,
company, yeah.
Fictional organization
yeah.
that I work for. With
what do they do? What do they do at that organization?
It doesn't matter, and I don't care, and I honestly don't know. I don't know what they do.
I think they file reports.
They you know what they do? They do things.
They host parties. They host a lot of Christmas parties.
They host Christmas parties.
Like year-round Christmas parties.
For some reason, there's a Christmas party every 2 weeks, and it's actually a Christmas party company.
Yeah.
Where they practice at work hosting Christmas parties.
For some reason, there's always a playpen there. You'd think there wouldn't be any, because it's an adult function.
Yeah, and you think like, well, what does this place look like? Okay,
yeah.
There's offices.
Yeah.
And there's desks. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's some big windows for the people who are important.
It's very great, except for all the baby things, which are very colorful.
Right. And what's your position here?
Either playing on the floor or squatting, I think.
I meant before becoming the baby.
Yeah, I know. I had to, though.
Wow.
Okay. Probably just like a cubicle worker.
Cubicle worker.
Yeah, because you have to get promoted out of the cubicle and into an office, but it's not your office. It's your boss's office, and you're a baby in the corner in that office, away from the cubicle. So it's like an upgrade, but a downgrade.
So like you have to decide, well, do I want this promotion? Mm-hmm, but now I'm in the office with my boss, and now my boss has all this this control over me and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. See, for me, I'm the secretary. I'm already
okay.
under my boss.
I see.
Already doing all the things my boss wants. So the regression elements just kind of, it comes from there.
Yeah,
also,
I see.
I'm not like a good secretary. I'm a superfluous secretary that no one actually needs to be doing her job and would be better for, you know, company morale.
So like Gina from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like a superfluous secretary.
Yeah, okay.
And that's my function. So when I am inevitably knocked down...
You're actually better for workplace morale.
It's better for the company as a whole. Though now that I'm thinking about it, maybe I am very good at my job. Now they replace me. And now I'm jealous of this other girl who took my job.
And you keep spilling like her drinks on her lap and stuff and going, look, she had an accident. Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah. But it's not my job.
No, it's Mystery Employer Incorporated. That's its name.
Right. I can see circumstances where legitimately I would want my actual job to be the baby job. I can see ways in which I would want to be the office baby office.
Your general answer is no, you don't want that. Like, even in your fantasy, it's not that.
Correct.
Okay.
Here is the conditions that must be met.
Okay, for you to be in this position as yourself in your proper place of employment. Okay.
Absolutely. I have to be some sort of office worker.
Yeah.
My skills are administrative or some kind of data entry. I have to be doing something that doesn't involve like clients or outside people from my organization.
Yeah, it's very internal.
Yeah, I don't want to be taking on clients. I don't want to be, navigating how this would look with a set of people outside of my workplace. It would have to be an insular work environment where the people I work with are the people I work with, and that's who I work with.
Yeah. You're no longer seeing people. You're no longer doing all that like social worky stuff.
It's an insular environment.
Maybe your whole job is curating. Like, you know how like therapists, they have those toys and stuff for you to play with while you're in therapy. Maybe it's your job to test those and see if those are a high enough caliber.
Ooh, yeah. I could see that. I could work for like a bigger like IO psychology place trying to figure out like, oh, what toys do we put in the rooms for the kids?
And they can make you be the tester.
Yeah. But it would have to be not working with people outside of
the office. You'd be very internal.
Okay. The second thing, and I think this is maybe the most important part of all of the things that would dictate if I want my real life job to be my office baby fantasy.
Sure, yeah.
The number one thing. My boss has to be really hot.
Oh my God.
She has to be so attractive that I'm almost like I'm like a blushy little mess just
in
casual conversation.
Okay, yeah.
Like being around her makes me like has butterflies and I'm all like, oh my gosh, like I need to really want this woman. For me it's a woman, for other people I'm pick whatever, but this woman has to just be hitting my buttons perfectly.
Okay. No, I buy it.
The last thing that I think is necessary for me, and this is one I think a lot of people won't agree with, I still need a fair environment. I don't want a systemic disregard for me.
You don't want to have to toddle into HR.
Yeah, I don't want to be fighting with my work. I don't want to be,
I'm looking for mischief.
Hi, Kimmy.
Hi.
What are you doing, Kimmy?
Looking for mischief. Is there any in here? Is there mischief in here?
Kimmy?
Is it under here?
Was there mischief under there?
Did you find it?
I'm not sure. Well, I'd tickle her foot, but then she'd kick me in the face.
Kimberly, you know the universal fantasy that everyone in the world has? Yeah. They want to be the office baby?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Right.
That's what we're talking about.
Is being the office baby...
When you think about it.
In your imagination, your fantasyscape,
yeah.
Is it the job that you currently have?
My job now? No.
Okay, you work for Mystery Employer Incorporated, yes. Right?
Right.
It's just a generic employer.
And it doesn't matter what they do.
No, see, because you don't want to be the office baby at your office.
Exactly.
You want to be the office baby at your partner's office.
Ooh.
So mine would be at Joe's office.
That's really fun.
I could see being the office baby at Lyra's office.
Okay, like that a lot.
No, I actually... Because then this is
he's working on his computer. All right.
But see, this is good too, because one of my requirements was that my boss is hot.
Yeah.
Lyra's hot.
So let me uncrack a secret fantasy of mine.
Oh,
right?
My gosh.
This is in the past.
Okay.
It's gone.
Let's do it.
My mom used to work at a bougie baby clothing store, like various clothing stores. And I loved the idea of being taken in and like being in a plate pen there and like pouting, wearing the store's like merchandise, you know what I mean?
Oh.
And like being like the retail baby there and everything. Like,
did you tell her this fantasy?
I don't know. She'll know now. She listens
I'm going
to the show.
Tell her this
no. Okay, so that's it. I had some thoughts on how I could make it work for me.
Yes.
For my future employment.
Okay.
And then we can do Kimmy's.
All right. Go ahead. All right. What requirements do you need in your work setting that will enable you to be the office baby in your fantasy?
Okay. I would need for it to not be Mystery Employer Incorporated. My current work to be a reflection of what I used to do as a grown-up. So, say I'm an environmentalist, and I'm saving ecosystems and all that stuff. Now, I want to be kicked down toddler size to, like, office plant waterer. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so you're still doing your job, but you're doing the baby version of your job.
And then I get to be embarrassed by knowing, like, I used to work with, like, big, real things. Now they only trust me with these little tiny things, and I have a tiny, adorable little watering pail and everything like that. So I think something like that, like a reduction of what I was actually doing.
See, for me, in that same situation, mm-hmm. I would want the exact same amounts of like responsibility in the sense that like I'm still as valued as I was, but the actual actions I am taking are much babier. Yeah.
We decided she'd be a therapy toy tester.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's legit.
To keep in the same field.
Yep. But I'd like to point out that the situations that you just described are exactly the same as the TV shows that you pitch. You wanted to do the doctor show, and she's a doctor, and she does all the things, fully respected, but also little.
Yeah. Yeah.
You did the exact same thing.
No.
You're doing the little job.
It's almost like we have like
unfulfilled desires.
It's like we have these desires that somehow manifest in multiple different scenarios. like almost like there's some weird level of consistency to our personalities. I'm not sure about all that, but it does seem kind of strange.
Okay, Kimmy, you're my tech expert. I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think you could crunch all 200 and whatever episodes of the show into an AI and make AI versions of us?
You don't want to know the answer to that question.
Oh, no, Chloe, we wouldn't have to record anymore. Someone else could record for us. We could have little AI.
Well, I could also make your AI sing whatever song I wanted it to.
But then, hey, better, my AI can do my job, and then I get bumped down to the baby version of my job.
All right,
okay,
Kimmy.
Okay, Kimmy, what does it take for you to be the office baby? What are the requirements for this job that you work at?
If it could ever work.
If it could ever work.
Okay. Now remember, I don't want to be the office baby at my job.
Yeah, right. No, but that's we're trying to figure...
the office baby at Joe's
job. No, but we're trying to figure out...
What are the requirements there for
I don't know if you remember this about my particular incarnation of the fetish we all share.
Uh-huh.
I got really turned on by the equipment.
Yeah.
Huh.
Bouncers.
Yeah.
Walkers.
Paraphernalia.
Pens, high chairs, car seats. They're bondage gear.
Mm-hmm.
They're all cutesy bondage gear.
Okay. Yeah.
It drives me wild. That's my thing.
Okay.
So how do you include
I don't have any responsibility. I'm in Joe's office. I'm in the playpen. Or I'm in the bouncer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't do shit. I'm just there to look cute.
So there's nowhere that you would be able to feel like you could become the office baby where you actually
do anything.
Worked.
Now, think about our little ages.
Yeah.
And how that works.
That's true.
No, I'm going to sit on the floor and put blocks in my mouth.
Yeah.
Right.
Chevy Toe Sucker block yeah. builder tier. Remember? Yeah. You know, these all actually match really well to our tiers as well.
Yeah.
Man. Sure does. Time's a flat circle.
Okay, now leave.
Get out. You don't have a mic.
No, but
you don't have a mic.
I have a topic.
It's too late. We needed a topic like 20 minutes ago.
You didn't tell me.
You didn't ask.
I didn't ask.
No, she, I did. Okay, yeah, no, she did ask
did
me.
Did she ask?
Yeah, no, she asked me.
Chloe.
She was busy.
Okay, what's your topic?
So I wanted to talk about the emotional ramifications of dominance and submission,
uh-huh.
different manners of fulfillment,
uh-huh.
and tell the story of what happened to me at camp.
Okay.
Wow, that sounds like a really great topic for next week.
Yeah, unfortunately, we are
really,
out of time.
We really hope that you're around next week so we can have this conversation.
Why are you so mean?
It would be really tragic if we weren't here.
Do you want to weigh in on our earlier topic?
Sure.
Okay. If you were floating in the ocean.
Oh my gosh.
Wearing a diaper.
If I was what?
Floating in the ocean wearing a diaper.
Floating in the ocean wearing a diaper.
And you didn't want to sink. You were trying to stay afloat, right?
Uh-huh.
That all depends on your buoyancy, your density, right?
Sure.
Should you mess yourself or not mess yourself to stay afloat? Not. No. Why?
Why?
Because that's solid matter.
Mm-hmm.
The diaper's full of air pockets and whatnot.
It would not be by that point.
Well, I mean, but it's not a solid.
I don't think air is staying in your diaper.
No. But
mm-hmm.
you've got the sap that expands,
yes.
right?
But you're in the water already in sure. this diaper.
Yeah, I understand.
It is at capacity.
It is drenched.
Sure.
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 Sure. Sure.
Are we getting
sure.
to get back into the conversation of if you wet your diaper, are you heavier?
Yes, that's actually what this conversation is.
I'm leaving.
Kimmy? I thought you wanted to be on the show, Kimmy.
Kimmy, tell me about what I want to talk about.
All right, we'll see you next week, Kimmy.
Fine.
Okay. I
think we actually scared her away.
I think
it's the first time on our entire show we actually got her to leave. Like, her wanting to leave.
Yeah. Wow.
Huh, first time for everything.
Maybe you should reflect on that, on what your topic did to Kimmy.
Man, now this is good. Now we know. If we need to get rid of her on the show.
Yeah, we know her kryptonite.
We know what we need to talk about.
That makes perfect sense.
We just need to talk about, do you fill your diaper after crashing the Titanic? That's it. We found it.
Sophie.
Yeah.
I think this is episode.
Okay. Thanks, everyone, for listening to our show. You can find us on subscribestar.adult/Sophie and Pudding.
Where?
Subscribestar.adult/Sophie and Pudding. That's where we do mini episodes, and we have bets. Not this week, but other weeks.
Most weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, we did have a bet this week, but you're not allowed to vote on it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can vote on it if you want to. But
if you find a way to vote on it, you know what?
More power to you.
Yeah.
Vote on it. We'll be back next week.
With Kimmy.
We'll see.
There's a higher percentage chance that we'll have Kimmy than there was this week.
Yeah.
Or any other normal week.
Yeah. Thank you, Mean, for helping with our theme song. Thank you, Juice, for a wonderful cover. You can find us at subscribestar.adult/juiceboxart. And shame. Shame on Kimmy?
Shame on Kimmy. I think so. Shame on Kimmy for not answering the question.
Oh my gosh.
Is she even a scientist?
I know. Man, she's never going to become office baby at this rate. With these credentials. You can find her at bby-kimmy.tumblr.com.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.